22 on a Wednesday evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, complete disarray in Flint this week as an Ingham County judge basically derailed the emergency financial manager in that city in a ruling that could have a direct impact on the state's plan for Detroit. To understand what happened and where we go from here, I'm joined by Bob Fetter, the attorney of the leader of the union that represents some City of Flint employees that brought this entire lawsuit forward. Bob, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on today.
So the Flint mayor and city council are now back in control, although it's not clear if that's a good thing or not. The judge's decision was that the state violated Michigan's Open Meeting Act because the financial review team didn't meet in public as the law requires. Although, would that have made any difference in the EFM appointment?
Well, we don't know that. The Open Meetings Act provides for open government meetings, so that we know what our government is doing and that they're not operating in secret. Whether a public's voice or a public's eye in that process would have changed their decision, we don't know. But the point of the matter is that they should not be operating in secret. The Flint mayor and the Flint City Council, they get something that is rarely given in this world, and that's a do-over. They're going to have another shot to see if they can get out of this mess on their own.
Well, that'll be interesting to see. But, you know, the Treasury Department says that the city's 2013 budget, the deficit elimination plan, and a proposal to borrow $20 million in municipal bonds are all in flux now, which doesn't sound like a good thing for the city of Flint. Where does the court decision leave things?
Well, it leaves the mayor and the city council back in charge. Now, I think that's very problematic from the viewpoint of the treasurer. The only thing that the financial manager had a plan this year to get out of the financial mess was to borrow $20 million from the state. And if the state is going to say that we're only going to give that money if you allow us to have secret meetings and have an emergency manager who has extraordinary powers, which many citizens of Flint are not comfortable with, then I don't think that's the way we should be running government. I don't think that the citizens of Flint should be punished because they demand that government operates in the open. Yep. I think the option there is that they should say, hey, we'll redo this, we'll do it in the open, and we'll get it going again. Maybe this time there's a financial mess, maybe there's not. But I don't think that Treasurer Dillon should be punishing the citizens of Flint because they stood up for their rights.
Well, that is what happened in Highland Park. The school district there had an EFM appointed by the review team. They, you know, the same Open Meetings Act came up, so the governor then basically put together the review team, met in public, reappointed the emergency financial manager. Now, is this something that can happen in Flint within a matter of days or weeks then?
I'm not exactly sure what the timeline the state would take on it, but certainly this was not a challenge on the constitutionality of the emergency manager law. This just said that the emergency manager law provides for meetings, and you have to do those in the open pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. So certainly they could do this. They could do the emergency manager process in the open. But what they're doing is they've signaled that they want to appeal. So why would they just not restart the process and do it in the open rather than fighting in court to be for the right to have secret meetings? I don't understand that. That flummoxed me, because in these meetings, allegedly, we don't know what happened in these meetings, but allegedly, all they're doing is reviewing public documents and talking to public officials. What has to be in secret? What has to be behind closed doors? When Governor Schneider returns from Europe or wherever he is, maybe somebody should ask him that question.
The appeal, then, how is that going to work? It's going to have to be expedited, won't it?
I'm sure that the state will ask for an expedited appeal.
And basically that would overturn the decision, and the EFM, if the appeal is successful, the EFM could potentially just be brought right back in and continue where he left off?
That's what the state is going to seek, I'm sure.
Now, the lawsuit itself, you were representing a Sam Muma of AFSCME Local 1600. So is the union basically funding this effort?
I represent Sam Muma in this case as an individual, not in his capacity as a president of Local 1600 for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. Sam is a, you know, an advocate in the city. He's a leader in the city. And he decided to stand up for what's right. And what's right is if the citizens of Flint are going to have their right to vote and their right to have say in their government and have somebody like an emergency manager who has unprecedented powers in American democracy for somebody who's unelected, that at least should be done in the open, not at secret meetings when there's no notice and everybody's excluded from the meetings. So he stood up for what's right, and he stood up for, I think, what's important in every Western democracy, which is openness.
Was part of what he wanted to do, though, to derail the EFM process in Flint?
What he wanted to do was to have the process that was done in secret invalidated, which is what happens under the Open Meetings Act when you have meetings that are not consistent with the openness provided in that act.
I see. Well,
So this does not invalidate the emergency manager law. This is not a challenge to that law. It was a challenge only to how Governor Schneider and Treasurer Dillon decided to conduct business under that law.
I did talk to the Treasury Department when, you know, the Detroit Review team was put together. They said really they want to avoid contact with the press and general distractions to be able to get the job done in a fairly objective way. Does that make sense to you?
No, it doesn't make sense. You know, courts are open to the public, and they operate business and have hearings and trials without any issues. And matter of fact, our hearing yesterday before the judge, the media was in there. The media had cameras in there. The media didn't disrupt us. They had a process set down for the media to come in. They're not disruptive. There are government hearings that happen every day in this country where testimony is taken and things are discussed and very important things and sometimes very uncomfortable things. And that should happen in the open. Well, I don't get that. That argument doesn't fly with me.
Certainly will be interesting to see what happens next. Bob Fetter, attorney for the plaintiff in the Flint EFM lawsuit. Bob, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.